No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Ready to go, man.
One more time for my people in the back of that thing, man.
Yeah,
Joe. I see you, Joe. I see you. What's up, Joe? You already in here. All right, let's get to it, man. I'm sorry. I'm so rude. I'm happy to be back. I'm sorry. How y'all doing? I'm happy to be back. All right, so let's get to it. Welcome to Let's Talk Football with your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. I'm sorry. I forgot to put this up on the page. Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. All right, there you go. All right, so Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions, right? We got a YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation, Facebook page solely dedicated to the show. Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation, IG underscore, Mr. Cowboy Nation underscore. All of these ways you can keep up with the show and all things football, right? So feel free to like and subscribe to either. Or all of those. Either way, we good. Cash App donations. You're going to see the producer drop the Cash App tag on the front of this desk. Any amount is, welcomed and appreciated. Appreciate you. All right. We're available wherever you get your podcast. My personal favorite being Spotify. The reason my personal favorite is Spotify is when you go in there and search for it, right, you got to type in Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So that Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important. Because there are a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? All right, let me quit playing. Let's get to it. I've been gone for a minute. Let's get to it. Get the people who they can't see this in. Come on, y'all. There you go. Yeah. Petty. Pendergrass. It's in the field. Let's go, man. All right, so we got a couple people to run through right quick. Let's go ahead and start with the obvious, Ryan Day. Come on down here and see me. Ryan Day can't beat the Michigan Wolverines to save his damn life. It ain't like no matter how bad the Wolverines are, they got a guaranteed win when they see Ryan Day. Like, how you number two in the nation, right? Just beat the brakes off Indiana. Indiana was looking like a legit team. You go in there and just show everybody maybe Indiana don't belong in the play, right? All you got to do is beat Michigan, shoe in. For sure in, right? Nah, wrong. Wrong. Couldn't do it. Right there, you might be fired, man. Which is going to be crazy. Like, you've done all this winning, got this great record, right? You're probably going to end up in the college. They're probably going to find a way to sweep that on the road and get you in the college playoffs anyway. But you just can't be, like, that's bad, bro. Like, you might get fired. You might get fired. Even despite all your success, you might get fired because you can't win the one game that's pretty much a must win for them. Like, you got to beat me. You can't beat Michigan, dude. You are of no use to those people. All right, so Ryan Day, come on down here and see me. And get on out of the way so I can get to where I'm really here. All right, so next, I got old iced out Kirk. Kirk Cousins, come on down here and see me. I got to pull these numbers up. All right, so Kirk Cousins, you like that? If I'm not mistaken, through four picks, I'm trying to see how many of those picks were pick sixes. Because I'm almost certain one of them was a pick six, right? So just pick after pick after pick after pick. I was kind of like on the fence between him and Jameis Winston. I almost brought both of them over here, but I'm gonna give old Jameis a pass. Because Jameis has turned Cleveland around. But old Kirk, we knew this was coming from you, Kirk. Yeah, we knew. We all knew. We was like, Atlanta, let me tell y'all something else. They y'all $100 million about ran out too. Y'all, this the Kirk Cousins y'all to pay for. Oh, man. I guess that Penny's pick wasn't so bad after all, huh? All right, I'm trying to find the box. I'm finding this cat numbers, y'all. I'm finding his cat numbers. All right. Falcons. As you know, I like them. 245 yards, 0 touchdowns, 4 pickaroonies. So if anybody out there can help me, and tell me, you know, how many other picks were pick six, I'm trying to find it. I should have already had this information. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay, there you go. All right, I already had this information. Up there you go. It says 4 picks there. Let me go to the Chargers defense and see who had a touchdown. interception. Pass defender. It don't say. Oh, man. It don't say. Well, I know for one, steal that 66 yard. I knew that one for sure. So at least one pick. We'll say one pick six, which is enough because it was a 4-point game, and you threw a pick six, which directly is, you know, the difference in the game. Y'all remember when Kirk Cousins? They was, oh man, Kirk Cousins doing such a great job. Boy, how dumb is Atlanta for drafting Michael Penix Jr. in the first round? Yeah. Oh man, why would you draft a Michael Penix Jr. and you got Kirk Cousins? I guess we see now, right? Now we got some people calling for Michael Penix. Go on, bring Michael Penix. This is terrible. Oh my Kirk. All right, so Kirk, come on down and see me, so I get to where I'm really here. Blind Joker. All right, so he's one of them. I really just kind of rushed the first two out of the way. This is really what I really want to talk about. I really could have just did this team and did the whole segment. New York Giants, as a team, a fan base, an organization, just all together. Come on down here. See, New York, we got some stuff. We got some stuff to talk about, New York. All right, so let's start off with Thanksgiving. The Dallas Cowboys couldn't beat an egg at home all year, right? Here come the New York Giants. Not only did the Cowboys win, but it was 27-10 at one point. Teetering on being a blowout. but you know, we'll leave that alone for now. McKinley. That plays for the Green Bay Packers. Xavier McKinley, if I'm not mistaken, that's his name. 7 picks on the year. Either he leads the league in picks or he's tied for lead league in picks. He has 7 picks. The New York Giants, as a football team, got only one. Yep. They only got 1 pick for the whole year. The whole entire team, everybody on defense, put together 1 pick. Right? Why, this dude got 7. In Green Bay, and Saquon Barkley, we're not going to talk about it. Let's talk about Saquon. Saquon Barkley, you remember Saquon, the guy who was pretty much their whole offense, you know what I'm saying? The guy that's pretty much their whole offense, yeah, decide, hey, we're going to let you leave, and we're going to pay Daniel Jones $40 million a year. I'm gonna say that again. Yeah, we know you pretty much been, you know, the whole offense. We know that. We know you pretty much been the whole offense. But we gonna let you roll and we gonna pay Daniel Jones $40 million a year. Yeah, that's what we gonna do right there. So 13 weeks into the season, they cut Daniel Jones because it just wasn't quite working out because he was trash, like we all knew. Meanwhile, Saquon Barkley's in the MVP conversation. You can't make this up. So, the one guy on defense you let go, right? The one guy on defense you let go is probably going to make the Pro Bowl because he's leading the league in picks. And the other guy you decided to let go is having an all-pro season and probably going to be the first running back to win MVP in a long time. And on top of this, going to put a stop to this devaluing the running back position the owner's been trying to do. You know what I'm saying? So, for that reason, I hope Saquon wins it. Because I think what they're doing to the running backs is not cool. So, if Saquon wins MVP, you got to pay the running backs again. The Giants look even dumber than what they already did, right? Just everybody's rooting for Saquon to win MVP. So, go Saquon, go. Your Giants, come on down here, see me. It's an old saying, right? Whenever you think you got it bad, it's somebody out there got it worse than you. And by God, the New York Giants are it. The New York Giants are it. They are it. They are their team that makes me feel so much better. Cause I could look, I said, well, you know what? I guess it could be worse. I guess it could be worse. We could be paying the guy $40 million to get cut. We could be doing that, right? Or we could let a guy go. They went somewhere and had 7 picks and the whole team got 1. Or we could let a future MVP go, right? Then this is the trip part. You let Saquon go to somebody in the division. How dumb is that? You let him go to somebody in the division. Oh my, New York. Just, man. Like I said, we'll never have to worry about being last place as long as the New York Giants are in the NFC East. Thank you, New York. Thank you. Y'all are doing a bang up job, buddy. All right. So let me get a break into action. Get a word from our sponsor. Get myself together. We'll be right back.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
That big dummy. My boy Joe said, Fred Simmons probably saying to New York Giants, you big dummy. Yeah, that's definitely a you big dummy moment. All right. So, question of the day. Cowboys don't know to their last wild card spot by a finger. Well, we gonna get into it. I'm gonna do my state of the Cowboys since they, trying to compete again. You know, I had boycotted them for a minute. But they tried to compete again. They said they sorry. So we back cool. If they beat the Bengals, I might start back buying Cowboys gear again. Right? So this week's question of the day. So the question of the day for this episode is goes as follows. What's the hit on Trevor Lawrence dirty? The linebacker that hit him got suspended for 3 games. They said they cited his history. He got a track record of, teetering on that line. So if y'all are not familiar, this same cat that tried to choke slam Tom Brady the last year he was in Tampa and he was playing for San Francisco that year. Y'all remember the San Francisco linebacker that tried to choke slam him. So if you didn't see the hit, we got the video footage. So here's the hit. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Y'all think this hit's dirty or what? Let's go check the clip out.
Get to the sideline so you can go up the tunnel and get off the field.
And you're going to see it again.
I mean, this is just everything. Shoulder. He's in the sliding posture.
Yeah. Now, this is the angle right here. Check this out. Wow. I'm talking
you
about
raise
four
the forearm,
to
you
the
go
neck.
To the head and neck area.
Yeah, bro.
A horrible looking play in Jacksonville. Aziz Alshire injects
an opportunity.
Yeah, bro. That look a little dirty to me. That look a little dirty to me. And it should have been an all-out brawl after that. Somebody need a hand slam on him. Because I understand Trevor Lawrence got down late. And QBs do, you know, they play with five when they try to get down late. But you could have went over the top of him. Like you could have went on over the top. You put your forearm out there. Made sure you catch him in the head, neck area, knock him out. It looked bad to me. I'm with it, bro. You know you can't hit these quarterbacks, especially that you can't, you know, that's uncalled for, right? So some of the stuff, you know, I feel like they baby the QBs with the rough and the passer calls, but that one right there, like, that's a rule I'm all for, right? So I'm with the league on them. I feel like there was a dirty hit. The suspension was definitely warranted, right? All right, so Monday Night Football was absolutely awesome last night, right? First, the Steelers and Browns in the snow, right? And then this game here last night. So, some really good football the last couple of weeks. Bo Nix looks pretty good, right? So, I guess two things can be true, right? I didn't believe Russell Wilson was washed up, who just went for 414 yards, by the way. But I didn't think Russell Wilson was washed up. I just thought Sean Payton, for some reason. Well, we heard Russell was a little Hollywood. Sean ain't really with that. He's an old school coach, right? So it's just water and oil. Just didn't mix. But to try to put the narrative out that Russell was washed up, I wasn't buying it, right? Just say, hey, we not seeing eye to eye. We think Russell be a good fit somewhere. But to eat up all that dead money looked like Russell's just terrible and just a cancer, and I wasn't buying it, right? So, and shout out to Pittsburgh. Kudos to Pittsburgh for taking the chance on. They only paying them like $2 million, right? So, shout out to Pittsburgh for kicking the tires on him and giving them a real shot, and he's taking advantage. Like, Russ is balling over there, right? So, but Bo Nix, so Russ is a good QB. And saying like Sean Payton really did just need his guy running his offense, right? Bo Nix looks good. Like, I was a little skeptical. I felt like the offense was a little collegey, right? He had the offense a little collegey for him. But, I mean, they look good. They put up 41. Granted, Jameis Winston threw two pick sixes. But, like, Jameis Winston helped with the 40 points. But Nick still looked good. Like, to throw to Mims, the 92-yard touchdown to Mims was money. Absolute money, right? So, shout out to Bo Nix and Sean Payton. Hey, baby girl, how you doing, Renata? Jameis Winston is becoming a national treasure, right? Like, this dude is must-see TV. We have to get him in more primetime games, right? He's just a joy to watch, because you know it's either going to be glorious like it was in Pittsburgh, or it's going to be a train wreck like it was in Denver. Right, so 400-some yards, right? Four touchdowns, three picks, two pick sixes. And the last pick six was so bad. How has to throw so bad with a guy that picked you off, falls flat on his back, lays there for about 2 to 3 seconds, get up, and then run the ball in. What? Dude caught the ball, fell, boom, almost knocked himself out. Had to, oh. Then get up and run it in, like, what? The throw was that bad? Like he fell down and laid on the ground for 2-3 seconds, then got up and ran it in. Well, play cuz K Boogie in the building. What's up, K? Say, I got my blue cup, man. Got my blue cup. I'm good, sweetheart. I'm glad you came through. But Jameis Winston, dude, is becoming must-see TV, a national treasure. I'm glad to see Jameis doing good, you know, doing good. Because Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy looked like a pretty nice duo, right, with Jameis quarterbacking. I don't know what this means for Deshaun Watson. Said Carl Winston, two-faced. I know, he looks really, really good. And then he, because, like, to throw up the same 10 Joku, the touchdown, I was like, oh, man, Jameis, that's a throw. And then you turn around and throw those two pick sixes. And this is like, Jameis, what you doing, baby? What we doing? Hey, look, he looks like an all-pro and a bum in the same game, right? But them post game interviews are gold. That boy said, deliver me from these pick sixes. Mr. 30 for 30. All right. So, only this week did you see that moment. Comes from the Jets and the Seahawks game where Aaron Rodgers has blown yet another game. Let's go check that out.
Seahawks low.
All right, just going in. Oh no. Oh no. Aaron Rodgers, that's a 300-pound lamb. You can catch him, can't you? You got him, Aaron. You don't got him.
Is he going to take it to the house?
92 yards.
He sure
wow.
Is. A pick six.
He threw a pick six. A 92-yard pick six to a 300-pound lineman, Aaron Rodgers. So could nobody catch him?
Well, this is cover zero, Adam.
Damn, no cover zero.
The
like, they have safety back.
And you're
going to
see Leonard Williams pop out. That's his job. When you bring pressure like that, you have to have underneath defenders. He's taking a page out of J.J. Watt's book, popping out, picking off the ball, and taking it to the house. What a momentum.
Oh, my. Then Rodgers said, and I quote, I would like to play in 2025. Where are you playing? Who wants this on their team? Who wants 92-yard pick sixes to D-linemen? Who's signing up for that? I pass. You might need to go home, but you got that nice man, Robert Saleh, fired for no reason at all. You the problem. You. I almost said something. You the problem, Aaron Rodgers. But I told y'all this was going to happen, right? I said Aaron Rodgers is going to destroy this team. They were on the verge of being a playoff team. They was on the verge of actually doing something. Aaron Rodgers is going to destroy their team. It's the team. I called it. I literally called it. It's cool, though. It's cool. So, college football playoff. Let me pull this picture up. So, I got... More K Boogie said it was a thing of beauty to watch live on TV. I bet it was. I've been waiting on this. I was like, yeah, man, he going to blow that team up. They swerving down. They going to the Super Bowl. That's all they were missing was a top-notch QB. And you still missing a top-notch QB because he ain't it. He going, yeah, he finna go play Madden or something. All right, but he ain't playing the NFL. And nobody's signing up for that. All right, so I got the rankings of the first 18 teams, I think. DJ, put it up, let them check that out. So, the first 18 teams, the reason I went to the first 18 because you got Arizona State and Iowa State going to be playing for a conference championship. That team is getting in, right? So that's why I stopped at 18. But you got Tulane in here, South Carolina. With South Carolina, you can make a case South Carolina deserves a spot. Ole Miss, Alabama, Clemson, Boise State, Indiana, SMU, Tennessee. Now I'm curious to see where Tennessee is going to fall. You got Miami ranked number 6, who may not make it, right? So I think if it started today, per their formula, Alabama would be in and Miami would be out, even though Alabama's ranked 13 and Miami's ranked 6. So make that one make sense. So Notre Dame at 5, Penn State at 4, right? You got Texas. Texas still got to play Georgia for the SEC championship. I don't even see Georgia. Where's Georgia? Georgia's 7, right? So I don't know how that's going to go, what's going to happen to the loser of that game. Like, if Georgia loses close to the number 3 team, does Georgia drop or does Georgia stay where they are? You know what I'm saying? My girl not sad about them Ducks. We know Oregon getting there. Right? Unless they got a conference championship. Who they got in the conference championship, baby girl? But unless they went to bed in the conference championship, Boog said he gonna send me the actual rankings. All right. Let me see what you got. Appreciate that, man. Man, you know, that's why I love this show, man, because y'all be having your boy back. Ooh, y'all be having your boy back. I really appreciate it. All right, so we got Oregon at 1, Boise State at 4, Texas at 2, SMU at 8. Those teams will have a bye if it started today. Arizona State, Penn State will play each other. Tennessee, Ohio State will play each other. Alabama, Notre Dame, which would be awesome. I would love to see that one. Georgia and Indiana, Poe, Indiana. Y'all know what Georgia's going to do to Indiana if that game stands, right? They got, she said they got Penn? Woo! That's going to be a tough one. But yeah, so I just, like, it's going to be, they went to the 12-team playoff to eliminate chaos, and that was just more chaos on a more grander scale, because now you still, like, you don't know who the hell going to be in here. Because to have Tennessee not in here, Tennessee could possibly be out. And Tennessee has, to me, Tennessee deserves to be in. Tennessee deserves to be in more than Georgia, if you ask me. But Georgia got, and Alabama got big wins. They got wins over top, you know, over ranked teams. They got, I think Alabama got more top 25 wins than anybody. But they got 3 losses, though. So how do you weigh that? So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I think that's, saying this projected bracket. So, I mean, I think they're releasing the rankings tonight, ain't they? As we speak. So, I'll probably come back and give my opinion on what's doing what. Once the rankings are official. But we still got to wait for championships. So, like, these championships games still got to be played, which is going to shake everything up once again. So, but this is what I love about college football, though. It's, you know, anybody can win it. And giving 12 teams a shot versus the, you know, 4, and you kind of politicking. To me, the 4-team playoff, it was kind of like, who's going to bring in the most money? What best teams are going to bring in the most money? It was a money grab. But I feel like with this, and it's more, you know, more teams really get a shot. JG, what's up? I think Clemson and SMU in. No, I think he said Alabama would be out. And I can understand Alabama being out because they got their 3-loss team, right? But they got more top 25 wins than anybody. So it's a reason they got 3 losses, but they playing tougher competition, right? So we'll see. We'll see what they say. So what you think SMU gonna do, JG? I'm a little curious about SMU in there. All right, so got week 11. No, this ain't week 11. What week is this? 13? 14? I ain't changed. I'm sorry. I ain't changed the week on my outline. So week 13, what was Cowboys or what? 5-7? 12. So week 13. All right. So week 13 games, we're going to DJ hit that beat. Pick these games for you. You think SMU going to crush Clemson? Listen, man, it's going to be crazy. all right, so Thursday night football, we got the Packers and the Lions. I think the Packers are my dark horse team in the NFC. With what's going on with San Fran, I'm almost about ready to put a fork in San Fran. So it's looking like 3-team race with Philly, Detroit, Green Bay. Right, so. Yeah, Philly, Detroit, Green Bay. Those are my 3 teams. I think it's going to come down to those 3 in the NFC. So, and you got 2 of them playing. So, I think this game can go, you know, this game can have major impact on postseason seeding. I'm going to say that. I'll be watching it. Packers at the Lions. Give me the Packers. I'm going to take the Packers. So, I don't know if y'all noticed this, but ever since the Packers have brought Robert Saleh on as a consultant, I want to say they're like 5-1, right? The defense has, you can tell somebody else in the building, their defense done went up a notch. Like, they balling. They be balling. So I think that D is going. You got Detroit, Joe. Now I think the Pack gonna get everybody's attention Thursday night. Jets, Dolphins in Miami. Give me Miami. The Jets are trash. Falcons versus the Vikings in Minnesota. Give me Minnesota. The Atlanta Falcons gonna be looking to Kirk Cousins. I mean, looking to Michael Penix Jr. here in a minute, which y'all know is gonna warm my heart because I was driving the Michael Penix Jr. bandwagon when he was in college, right? What JC said, ain't no way it's you gonna smash Glenn. The Tubi lines. Well, y'all wild. All right, so we got the Saints and the Giants in New York. The New York Giants are an absolute joke. They are bad week. Remember, it was Carolina. That was the bad week. And now it's the Giants. The Giants are bad week now. So give me the Saints over the Giants. Panthers, Eagles in Philly. I'm going to pick the Eagles because I have no respect for the Panthers, but I think this game going to be closer than what you think. I'm slick. Oh, look at that point spread. If that point spread too big, I might put me a couple dollars on Carolina with the points. I think I may do that. But boy, JG said, okay, our Dallas Cowboys done. They need to start Trey Lance. Thank you so much. I think a lot of us feel like that, but I'm gonna get to the Cowboys in a minute. Let me get through picking these games. So, Browns, Steelers, and Pittsburgh, the rematch of the snow game. Will we get another Jameis Winston moment, right? I don't think so. I think the Steelers revenged the loss a couple weeks ago, giving the Steelers at home. Raiders versus the Bucks and Tampa. Bucks playing ball, man. Give me the Bucks. Jaguars versus the Titans in Tennessee. Mac Jones looked all right coming in out, we know, for Trevor Lawrence, but I don't know. Both of these teams been like on some real mid-grade type. Give me the Titans over the Jaguars in Tennessee. Seahawks, Cardinals, and Arizona. Give me Arizona. I think Arizona gonna take that division. Bills, Rams in LA. Bills are number two in my top five. Okay, this is what we finna do. When I get through picking the games, I'm gonna give y'all my top five teams in the NFL right now. It may shock you, it may not. And then I'm gonna go ahead and get into the topics. I'm not giving up until we are officially out of play. Priest Joe. I'm telling you something, they mess around to beat Cincinnati money. Oh my, I'm finna act a fool, Jack. All right, so Chargers, Chiefs, Sunday night football in Arrowhead. Give me the Chargers. They get by the Chiefs 28-24. The referees will not be able to save Kansas City. I think Kansas City make it closer than them, right? What's it, Clemson? My boy JG said Clemson not overrated, but you will see come Saturday. Tune in. Boy, y'all, that's what I'm talking about. I want to see. All right, y'all. So, Bengals, Cowboys, Monday Night Football. Cowboy Nation, don't be mad at me, y'all. Don't be mad at me. All right. So, I hope I'm wrong. I think the Cowboys come out. If I ain't mistaken, D-Law will be back, right? I think the defense comes out, puts up a fight. We may even have the lead, but just some cool Joe in the fourth quarter, bro. I don't know if we can play well enough to hold Joe off in the fourth. I don't. So, I'm gonna pick the Bengals to beat us. Yeah, I'm gonna pick the Bengals to beat us in the close one. 30-24 Bengals. I hope I'm wrong, right? Hopefully, this is me saying we get some sacks, but Joe don't turn the ball over. Now, if Joe turns his ball over a couple times, Cowboys win it, right? But I'm thinking Joe probably takes some sacks, but I don't think Joe will turn the ball. He won't throw that pick, right? He won't throw that Jameis Winston pick six. He won't make that play. So I think Joe Walker's down in the fourth, man, to slip bass. I'm taking the Bengals 30-24. Like I said, forgive me, Cowboy Nation. I hope I'm wrong, but we'll see. See, and that's another thing. See, we got Cooper Rush and Joe Burrow. Like, that ain't even no comparison. Like, Joe Burrow's way better than Cooper Rush, right? So, yeah. Yeah, Joe said our defense win the game with the pick. It's what it's going to take, Joe. I think it's going to take a couple of, like, game-changing plays. Michael Parsons going to have to make a sack fumble that'll flip the field. Diggs or Bland going to have to get one, you know, flip the field for us. Like, it's going to have to be a couple of free touchdowns or gimme touchdowns by the defense slash special teams. If that happens, then I think we can get them, Joe. So, all right, so those are my picks. Won't say never did nothing for you. All right, let's get into these topics. Do my state of the Cowboys. What I think about Mike McCarthy. What I don't think about Mike McCarthy. All right, state of the Cowboys. So D-Law is coming. I thought D-Law was coming back, Joe. Yeah, so like I said, I think they're front to make some plays, man, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't really have that much faith in Cooper Rush to outplay Joe Burrow. I just don't. So it's gonna have to be defensive special teams if we do sneak pass. So state of the Cowboys tanking. What I think about us tanking. I know, yeah, SMU can ball. They can put up numbers. That we'll run the check up on you. So part of me wants all of me wants Travis Henry. I want Travis Henry in Dallas, right? But I don't want to go through what needs to happen in order for us to get Trevor. Otherwise, us just laying down and losing 11-12. I ain't with that. I'm not, bro. Especially if we can win. Nah, if we can win, man, what are we doing? Why are we doing all this work in the offseason? Why are we going through training camps? Why are we going through practices if we're not coming out here trying to win a game, right? So, I would love to have an Aston Gentry or Travis, I would love to have one of those guys. I'm not willing to just roll over and play dead. I'm not willing to do that. You know, I want to see my boys compete. And sport, yeah, you know, if we can't make the playoff, I want to knock some people out. Like, and we started on Thanksgiving. We knocked the Jazz out the playoff, and we need to knock some more people out the playoff if we don't make it. That's what I want to see. Like, the Cowboys, me, that's what I want to see. I want to see my team knock some teams out the playoffs, you know, before we go home. That's what I want, right? So, and then on top of that, my boy Joseph, I want to see the Cowboys win every game. Man, preach, Joe. So, on top of that, you got Michael Parsons, who's playing for a contract. And I really think Michael Parsons is trying to show Jerry and the front office that he can lead the team as well as Dak Prescott, right? There's no Dak. So, who's going to step up and be their leader? Michael Parsons, like, hey, I got it. You know, as long as I'm on the team, we're going to fight. So, you got Michael Parsons, who's playing for a contract, who's trying to show this front office that I can't lead the team. I can't put the team on my back. You got D-Law, who's made it clear. He's not retiring. He's looking to play past, you know, this year. So he's playing for a contract, right? So I don't see the guys taking. I think we were just severely outmanned, right? Talent matters in this league. And it goes a long way. Right? So we didn't have the talent for a minute. But the talent coming back, right? So the defense is going to be nasty. So I don't know. I think the Cowboys going to be a little scrappy coming down the stretch. And I'm cool with it. I'm going to see how many of parties we can spoil before we get on the battle here, right? Real quick, Mike McCarthy. Now, before I say this, I've been on the fence about Mike Zimmer. My initial thought with Mike Zimmer was he need players. He don't have the personnel to do what he really want to do on defense. And for that, I give him a pass. because he got just ravaged with injuries, right? So I give Mike Zimmer a pass. And now you're starting to see the pieces come back. The defense is starting to show signs of life, right? Like I said, talent goes a long way. Well, what JG said, Cooper Rush isn't the starting QB at all. Nah, he not, man. In the ACC, but they going down Saturday. Oh man, y'all, hey, I can't. I might be tagging both of y'all doing this. Doing the ACC championship. Yeah, but I think you like I said, the defense been showing signs of life with the players coming back. So I really want to bring Mike Zimmer back and just really let him get the D tackles he needs so he can do what he really want to do on defense. I honestly believe Mike Zimmer can put a Super Bowl caliber defense on the field. The problem is the guy on the other side of the ball. And it's been this way for the last past 5 years. Whenever we are in the big game that we need to win, right? It's always the offense, right? So like I said, sometimes it's the defense. Like, the defense didn't show up in the Green Bay game playoffs last year. But more times than not, the defense has shown up. Man, it's been the offense. You know, like, all of the San Francisco games, it's been the offense. Right? So, it's you, Mike. Like, because first you saying, all right, so let's bring up Kellen Moore. So, I take Sala too. I take Robert Sala too. I would too. We getting healthy at the right time. It's a shame we don't. Woo, boy, we'd be healthy if we had that. Because I honestly think we'd be Philly and Houston if we had that. I'm going to be honest with you. I think we two games better. I think we 7-5 versus 5-7. All right, so. But, Kellen Moore, right? So, Kellen Moore's the offensive coordinator. And Mike McCarthy wanted Kellen Moore gone because we just need to, we're not running the ball like we need to run the ball. So I'm going to take over play calling and we're going to run the ball like we should run the ball. Meanwhile, you got your backup quarterback throwing the ball 50 times. I'm going to say that again. You got your backup quarterback throwing the ball 50 times when you got Dalvin Cook, who you refusing to play, and Rico Dowdle, who clearly can run the ball. He clearly can run the ball. We clearly should have been feeding Rico Dowdle. Right? But you wanted Kellen Moore gone because we didn't have a commitment to running the ball. Meanwhile, Saquon Barkley has ran himself in the MVP conversation under Kellen Moore. So was it really Kellen Moore that didn't want to run the ball? Was it really Kellen Moore, Mike, or was it you? Was it you, the same guy? Because I see Kellen dialing the hell out some run plays in Philly right now. And I'm watching you with a bag of quarterback throwing about 50 times. So, seems like to me, maybe Kellen wasn't the problem. Clearly, Kellen clearly looks like a great offensive coordinator now in Philly. Has no problem running the ball in Philly. Has no problem getting the running back involved in Philly. But yeah, while he was under you, for some reason, he just couldn't run the ball. He just was refusing to commit to the run. Well, thank you, K Boogie. Kellen is running the hell out of Saquon. Running the hell out of Saquon. But I don't know, Mike. It's giving liar to me. That's what I'm getting, liar. Like, you smiled and lied all the way through this process. You lied on your resume. You lied in the interview. Right? Here we are. We all see that you were lying. And now we have to, you know, suffer through this for 5 years. These 12 win teams that can't run the ball nor stop the run. We all know how far that's gonna get you in the playoffs, right? So I don't know, Mike, I fought for you. I really did, but the My boy Joe said, Cooper Rush can manage the game without turning the ball over. We winning against Cincinnati. I can see that. I can see that, Joe. But another thing, Kevontae Turpin, right? Kevontae Turpin has picked up the name fastest man in the NFL because he took a slant, simple slant route, boom, ran to the bus, 22.36 miles per hour, fastest time clocked by any ball carrier this year. This is the same league with Tyreek Hill in it. So you telling me Tyreek Hill hadn't ran as fast as Kevontae Turpin did on this slant, right? But yet we lined him up outside against 6'2" corners that can jam him and press him. What? Fastest man in the league, and we not this dude should have three routes: a drag, a slant, and a go, which all should be ran out of the slot. Kevontae Turpin should be hit to where you can't press him, where he has to get a free release off the line, and we running one of them three routes, a drag, a slant, or a go. I don't care, right? Either one. But we got him lined up outside, got him fighting press man coverage. Just idiotic. Just real dumb. Right, so it's just real dumb. No screen, no bubble screens to him. Like, he got the fastest dude in the league, literally. You can't get the ball from him. Dumb. Who's covering Chase? I hope if Diggs back, you know, Diggs got that, you know. And Bland have problems with them big receivers. Right, so I'm a little interested to see how Bland gonna handle T. Higgins. But you know, Bland been doing this thing, man. Like Bland, they don't even want to throw over Bland weight, right? So, but I got, you know, I think Bland and Diggs, if they playing, can handle it. I so hate what happened to Josh Butler. You know, he was looking real good. So I don't know, man. I don't know, but Diggs not playing. Oh my. If Diggs not playing, yeah, we're going to have hell out of Jamar Chase if Diggs not playing. I'm just going to be honest with you. So, Bland going to have to do his best Diggs impersonation, and the other corner just going to get help. that's how I'm going about it, right? We're going to help the other guy. Bland, you got it, baby. Give me what you got. All right, so... So I talked about Kevontae Turpin. I'm in on Rico Dowdle. So y'all saw Rico Dowdle. We saw Rico Dowdle in the Steelers game week 5. Right? Steelers game week 5. We said, man, we actually ran the ball pretty good. You know, what you think about Kansas City versus the Raiders and the... Oh, my God. All right, so I'm sorry about that. My top 5 teams in the NFL... and I'm happy you said that, Joe, because I left somebody out. And number 5, I got the Green Bay Packers. Who I said I had at number 4? Number 4, I got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 3, I got the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 2, I got the Buffalo Bills. Number 1, I got the Detroit Lions. Right? So... You're probably wondering, man, where are the Kansas City Chiefs? Where are the reigning Super Bowl champs, right? I'm not sold on Kansas City. They've been skating by too much. Somebody gonna take them behind the woodshed and, you know, do them real bad. Now, it may happen right before the playoffs. It may happen in the playoffs. But this looked like Philly when they were 10-1. Skating by, and everybody was like, dude, y'all really don't look that good. Somebody gonna spank y'all. Remember, I was saying that to the Philly fans all that year, man. Somebody gonna spank y'all, bro. Y'all not looking good. This is a terrible 10-1, right? So, this is the same thing with Kansas City. They not looking good. And the referees have been, you know, helping. I don't know how the hell to put that, because I've never seen when an O-line walks up to the ball, to answer your question, Joe, when an O-line walks up to the ball, right, and the center is the only one that hikes the ball, well, the center the only one that moves, that's normally a false start, right? Then from what the commentators are saying, everybody wasn't set, which makes it an illegal formation. Like, guys really wasn't even set. He just hiked the ball. So it should have been false start. Anyway, it should have been no play. So, and you find a way to give it to Kent. Like, I was like, wow, dude. Like, I could not believe what I was saying. I was like, wow, so we're just going to find a way to give Kansas City this ball, right? So, I don't think that's going to work through the postseason. I don't. There'll be no Las Vegas Raiders teams in the postseason. You're going to have to play teams like Buffalo that hung 30 on them, right? So, they're going to get there, so. I'm with you. The Raiders got robbed, but Kansas City going to get there. I'm not sold on Kansas City. And the reason being, these short off seasons is going to catch up to you at some point, bro. Like, they've been either in the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl pretty much every year for the last, 5 to 7 years? That's some 5 to 7 years of short off seasons. Like, the injury bug is going to come derail you at some point, right? So, I'm not sold on Kansas City. I'm not. All right, so Rico Dowdle. So we saw Rico Dowdle in the Pittsburgh game week 5. We was like, man, Rico really running that ball. You know, so why aren't we going to more of a power game and feeding Rico? Because we desperately need a running game. We should be trying to take anything that works. This clearly works. You know, the Steelers are not chopped liver up front. This is one of the best front sevens in the league. And we was able to run the ball like that on them. Right? So, why don't we do more of that? Now I'm going to play Zeke again. What? I'm so sick of this dude, bro. Like, I'm so sick. Like, he has to go, man. Like, he has to go. And I know a lot of y'all were in the uproar when the Swiftie Chiefs. I know a lot of y'all was in the uproar when Jerry Jones said that he don't see it far-fetched that Mike McCarthy would get a contract extension. But what are you supposed to say? Like, as the owner, G, what are we supposed to say? Well, now, nah, he ain't getting no contract. I'm finna fire his ass soon as we 18 up. you not going to say that, right? Especially if he's trying to get the team to wake up and fight. You trying to get the team to wake up and fight, right? Because Cowboy Nation had enough, dude. We about to, you know, the boycott was on. Yeah, the boycott was on. We about to stop coming to games. I know I had to stop buying Cowboys gear. I was done, right? You got to do better than what you're doing. So, the boycott was on. So, Jerry, and shout out to y'all, Cowboy Nation, that boycotted, all right? But the boycott was on, bro. Like, something had to change, right? So, put Zeke on our... What you mean? Hell no, okay, Boogie? But yeah, so, I mean, something had to change. And, you know, lo and behold, we start, you know, running Rico again. You see the Giants game. First time a Cowboys back went for over 100 yards, and I don't know how long. But my question is, you saw this back in week 5, bro. We in week 13, 14. Why are we just not doing this 8 weeks later? We saw it in week 5. Like, but anyway. But Jerry has to give Mike McCarthy a vote of confidence, because he has to finish this season out, because Jerry's not going to fire him, because Jerry don't want to pay him for sitting at home. So what is he going to say when they ask him about a contract extension? He has to say the PC thing. He has to be correct, politically correct, right? But believe you me, If Mike McCarthy was going to get an extension, he already have it. He would already have it. The fact that he don't have it lets you know everything you need to know. He's out of here. Joe said, I actually like Mike McCarthy. Hope he stays with the Cowboys. But as a water boy or something. I'm good, man. Mike and Dip, man. Mike lied the whole time. I'm good on Mike. Hell, at this point, I'm thinking we should have kept Kelly around. And another thing, you know, the reports are saying that Jerry likes Saleh and Cliff Kingsbury. Don't rule out Kellen Moore as your next head coach. Don't rule that out. Because we all know how Jerry feels about Kellen. It's clear that Jerry wants to keep Kellen. He listened to Mike and let Kellen go. Right? Now he got Philly about to go into the playoffs. Possibly the one seed in the NFC. So, don't be surprised if Kellen Moore coming to Dallas as the head coach is one of the storylines this offseason. Right? I wouldn't be surprised. We know Jerry loves him. And Kellen has redeemed himself in Philly, right? So, I can see it. But I take Robert Saleh. Give me Robert Saleh or Mike Vrabel. Those are my first two choices. All right, so that's all I got, man. I appreciate y'all coming out, kicking and chilling with your boy, man. Can you dig it? Next week, it'll be next Wednesday. We'll be back on our regular scheduled day, Wednesday. We'll do 6:30. Let me see if check my producer is 6:30 available next Wednesday. It'll be 6 to 6:30 next Wednesday. But it'll be next Wednesday. So catch you next Wednesday. Until then, Mr. Cowboy Nation, the challenge you not to be good, but to be great. We'll be right back.